As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. One of the all-time weekends.
Yeah, man.
Just like everybody... Everybody did great. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy to be here, and we got 3 hours to talk about all kinds of different stuff. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, perfect weather, accomplishments, just weekend, man. It was just, I mean, yesterday was awesome, dude. I swear to you, I got up at like 6:30 yesterday, put on shorts, and didn't put a shirt or shoes on all day.
Oh, good for you.
All day. I'm talking about like just, I went to the corner store like Spicoli. Spicoli? Off of Fast Times Ridgemont High.
Yeah,
had to run up there and get some from the corner store.
No shirt, no shoes?
No shirt, no shoes.
No problem.
No problem.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, dog. That's what I'm saying.
They must know you up there.
Yeah, they do. That's my spot there, man. They see me coming and everything like that. But yeah, it was a great week. Got a chance to see your family and everything, which was always great. My man, Bo Johnson, champion.
Yeah.
Champion.
Champion. Bo Johnson softball over there. Champion Bo Johnson.
Yeah,
Juice man. Johnson, shout out.
Man, that's freaking awesome, man.
That ring she had on her hand was huge.
Yes, I love it.
And beautiful
I
and earned.
It was great. Got to see my girl. My little niece in her little ballet, which was it's always great when you watch your kids do stuff, but when they're that age doing stuff, it's just so funny.
It's just
so funny.
It's just adorable.
Yes,
right.
It is.
I mean, it's just because there was the big ballet recital was on Saturday.
Yes, it was awesome.
And thank you again for coming. Like you made, I know you're coming.
Said, well,
and she
okay,
asked
Uncle
for
Randy,
you to go.
Uncle Randy, come. I'm
but
like,
it meant it meant so much to her that you were there, and then it meant like our family wouldn't stop talking about it all weekend. Like what a guy. Like, what a guy. I was like, I don't know. He drove to a ballet recital. Like, how cool is he, you know? I gave, you know, she's my kid, you know? But no, everyone was so happy to see you, and it really did mean a lot to me and everybody that you came. But there was 13 little, what do you call it?
Acts.
Little performance acts.
Yes,
13
yes,
acts
yes.
In the recital. Her group is the youngest
yes.
ones, so obviously it was, you know, everybody's going to enjoy that because they're, and some of these girls were great.
Yes,
like,
they were.
You know, they
yes,
were
they
probably
were.
High school age or whatever,
yes,
and
it was
pretty incredible performances. But between the 13 acts, because some of them went twice,
mm-hmm.
like some like went second and 11th or something like that. But in the 13 acts, there was probably 150 kids
yeah.
all told, maybe 200. Only one waved
only
at
one.
The audience.
Only one. The only one
mid-show
that waves.
One show.
Was Miss Bunker.
Yeah, Lily
and
Bunker.
She show,
and she saw us over there, and she hit us with the big wave.
The big wave.
It was so good.
But it was, she was so good, man. She was so good. And that's why we wanted to start off with that. The good stuff.
Yeah, the adorable.
The good stuff.
The fun, the wins
yes.
that took place over
yes.
the weekend. Because our baseball team.
Goodness gracious.
Isn't any fun right now. Nothing adorable about what they're doing.
Good. Well, I mean, sometimes because they usually win the second game.
Yeah.
Recently, they've been winning the second game.
And like the amount of.
Fun.
A lot of times, small things are considered
yes.
adorable, right? The amount of runs they score tend to be small.
Yeah.
So they scored one run yesterday. That's cute.
Yeah.
And they did it all in the first inning. Aw. They got it out of the way early. Yeah, it's, you know, there's nothing really new to say about it. I mean, the month of May came to an end, so you can sort of chunk up some of those stats and look at what they did. They were one game under 500 for the month with the second best ERA in baseball. So everybody knows what that means.
Right.
The offense is just not good. They're just not. They're not good. They were 21st in baseball in runs in May. They were 20th in baseball in slugging. A lineup that's built to hit for power.
Yeah,
can't hit for power.
Right,
and so that's it. I mean, that's the crux of it. They don't score enough runs. Their pitching has been phenomenal, and this is what it's going to continue to be until something changes.
Yeah, I mean, we talked last week. You know, the word is consistent. They're not a consistent offensive baseball team. I mean, yeah, Elder got his ass whooped yesterday, but he'll be all right. Whatever.
I thought, you know, in the first inning, but to go 5 1/3 and only give up three.
I'm glad they let him stay out there.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, oh God. But I think, you know, when they get consistent with the bats, like, can they get consistent game two of this series, game two of last series?
Right.
Was it game two of the previous series before that? Whenever. Game two, for some reason, they go bonkers. Yep. Everybody's hitting home runs, guys are on base, all these different things.
You know what's funny, though?
To match with the pitch.
You know what's funny? They scored 5.
But, Andy, like, scored one.
I know.
But I like, need the 5.
It's crazy.
I need the
it's
5.
Crazy, yes. how thirsty we are,
yes.
when we're calling 5 bonkers.
Yes.
Like, that's how it feels. Yes. Because this team, you know.
They scored one damn run.
These guys.
Off a solo home run.
In the first inning.
Yes.
In the first inning. And then the rest of the game, it was just, we're good. We're not doing anything else. And
because they get on base.
They were second and third with no outs.
Yeah, they get on base.
In the fourth inning. And then strikeout, pop out, strikeout.
Dude,
inning
was
over.
Dealing yesterday.
Yeah, and Garrett Crochet is a good pitcher. There's no doubt, but Walker Buehler's a good pitcher, too, and they touched him up on Saturday.
Yes.
Same thing with Zach Wheeler in game two of the Phillies series. He's a really good pitcher, and they got after him. So it doesn't really – they've looked completely useless against guys that you've never heard of before, and they've looked really good against some of the best pitchers in baseball. So who they're going against doesn't really matter. It's just who they are on a day-in, day-out basis. By and large, they're just not very good. And, you know, this is not May. We just ended May, so we're talking about some of what happened in May.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just this year where they're 27-31. This is all of last year,
too. Did you see what Grant tweeted this morning about they don't have any 3-run home runs? Like, I was like, really?
How many home runs? Just guess. How many home runs do you – and this is all stolen from Grant. I'm glad because Grant's our baseball guy,
yes.
And obviously he does all the work, and then we can just say the cool numbers that he comes up with. He said this last night on From the Diamond. How many home runs did they hit in the month of May with runners in scoring position?
6.
1. They hit 1 home run in the month of May with runners in scoring position.
Get the hell out of here.
I know. That seems fake. Like, it seems impossible and made up.
Start over. They've only had 1 home run with somebody on base?
In the month of May. Now, May is over.
Was that Ronald? No, Ronald hit a solo.
Nah, it's solo. Maybe he hit one with a guy on Saturday, but that was June.
That was June. Damn.
Yeah, in the month of May, they hit 1 home run with runners in scoring position. So it's like, those are those ones where sometimes you hear stats and you're like, I knew it was bad. That's worse than you could have imagined.
Damn it, Grant.
I know. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, Grant.
Like Grant did it, you know.
Gracious.
Like Grant's up there striking out with the bases loaded. Grant's just on Baseball Reference doing the Lord's work. So, again, he had another number where if you date back to about this time last year, they've played something like 80 games or something between May 1 of last year and where we are now. And they're 2 games over 500. So they're a 500 baseball team.
Yep.
That's just kind of what they are.
Man.
They're just an average club, and that's not supposed to be.
They're not exactly. They're not supposed to. They're in my opinion, and we can say this, their talent does not warrant where their record is.
That's right.
And so I think that is the most frustrating. No, that is the most frustrating thing between the base running blunders, and they had one got lucky to catch you drop the ball. Like, Ronald's fast.
On Friday.
Ronald's fast.
What are we
Ronald's
doing?
Fast, but damn, what are you doing?
Yep.
You know, and so you continue to have those parts. You have the ebbs and flows of this lineup. The guys who are supposed to, you know, be your big boppers. The guys who are, you know, do we have any guys on this team that, like, hit for, like, average? You remember that back when we were kids?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You have a guy who hits for average. You got your big bopper in the lineup.
Right.
You got your guy who gets on base, all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have that here.
Well, they're supposed to be. The way they're built and when they were at their best, like, guys get on base, whether it's hits or walks or whatever.
Right.
Like, they got some guys that tend to do that. But not right now. I mean, if you just look at the on-base percentage for some of these guys, and take Acuña out of it because he's only played a handful.
Right.
By the way, like the whole thing was when Acuña gets back, he's going to provide this spark. He's been phenomenal.
He's been good.
Like he's been as good as you could.
Strikeouts and everything, yeah, but he's been good.
But like by and large, he's been as good or even better than you could have hoped for in the first week plus.
Yes.
Right. I mean,
yes.
He's hitting the ball. He's playing good defense. Like he's looked as way closer to Ronald, like peak Ronald, than I expected him to already. Hadn't mattered. No. They've been terrible. They've been worse with him.
Yep. Like, it was just crazy.
Honestly,
right?
Since they went one game over 500 against the Red Sox in that series a couple of weeks ago, they're 3-8.
Damn.
So that's 11. I don't know that Ronald's been there for all of those games, but they're significantly under 500 since Ronald Acuña's come back. And it's not his fault because he's been doing his job. I guess everybody's like, okay, good. Now we can even take it less. I don't know. Like, we could take a load off even more. I really have no idea. But again, like, this isn't 1 month. This isn't this season. This is dating back to the beginning of last year. So let's start talking about this as if this is who they are.
Right.
Like, not what they're supposed to be. This is who they are. The only way it changes is if you got to make a move. Like, and I realize that the trade deadline isn't close. You're still allowed to make trades.
Yeah,
you can't.
But I'm
do
saying,
that.
Like, what are you bringing in?
You have to bring in someone at shortstop or left field who can actually hit.
Okay,
you just have to.
Yep. How far along? How far is Oboe out? Profar.
Yeah,
June 30th.
Okay.
All right. So
28th or something like that. End of the month.
End of the month.
Okay.
But even he, like, that's obviously going to help
right.
for sure.
Right.
But he can't play in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
but
like,
hell, let's get there.
Right, right, yeah, for sure. Like, playoffs are a wild thing to be talking about.
Ain't no
right
outfielder
now.
Up there with the Wanksters?
You're closer to the Marlins right now in the standings than you are to the Phillies and the Mets.
Yeah.
And the Nationals surpassed the Braves this weekend, too. So a bunch of young guys with absolutely no expectations this year have a better record than you. And it's not April 7th. Like, it's June now. Memorial Day happens.
But no, I'm saying, like, I mean, you're going to go out there and make a move at shortstop and those things like that. You don't need a band-aid at shortstop. You need a long-term.
Yeah.
A long-term,
you need a guy.
A long-term.
Well, and here's kind of where I am with some
of
this
support,
stuff.
How about though? I mean, Arcia, all he needed was to play.
All he needed, and that thin air.
Yeah, all he needed was to play.
All of a sudden, he's hitting some home runs. I know it was a little bit comical that he, he got dealt like the 2 days before Nick Allen got hurt. I know Allen's back. It was a short-term thing, but it was like, oh, dang, it would be nice to have a real shortstop right now and not have to go to it with the utility guy. But I don't really think anything's off the table because, to me, like what we're talking about from a big-picture standpoint is this team was built to look a way that it isn't.
Right.
So, you know, you paid some guys long-term money, and they don't appear to be those guys. Like, I don't know how many guys on this team right now I would consider untouchable, but it's way less than I thought it would be when the season started. I mean, who is it? It's Ronald Acuña, obviously. You're not trading that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Strider.
Okay.
Sale.
Okay.
Schwellenbach.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yeah.
But they're not going to – saying that doesn't mean that because – they're not going to trade Austin Riley anytime soon.
They should think about it, though.
They're not going to trade Matt Olson.
You know?
They're not going to trade Matt Olson.
But, like, okay, you're probably right, and they probably won't, but, like, it shouldn't be a no conversation because this just isn't working.
Yeah.
Like, this offense just isn't – it's not good.
No, it's not. It's
so there's no point in being like, well, these guys are our guys. Well, okay.
They are.
We'll stubbornly grab on to being the 20th best offense in baseball.
But that's where they are, though. And that's where they're going to be because, like you said, they look at it from a standpoint. And you heard Snick, we're going to get it going. I mean, we're going to get it going.
He's been saying it for 200 games.
The bats are going to come back. They're going to do all these different things. This is coming from the managers. It ain't coming from me. And so, I mean, when you're in a situation where you have all of all this money tied up to your guys, you know what I mean? It says a lot to organizations when you are taking care of your homegrown talent. And I know that I saw, before the season started, people were trying to use that blueprint that the Braves had to win the World Series, a whole bunch of their guys. You bring other free agents in, but for the most part,
no, there have been a lot of those types of contracts.
And they're trying, and they were saying, is this the new wave of baseball? Is this how it's going to be from now on? You're not going to see the 400, and then all of a sudden you just see $700 million contracts go out. But, you know, they were talking about aiming it for something towards how the Braves built their team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not working.
No.
Not working.
It's not. It's not. And, it's not a month. It's not 50 games. It's 200 games now where this offense just isn't what it's built to be. And so, you got to change something. They're going to say the same thing, right? They're going to say, well, it'll come around. Okay. They've been saying it for a long time now, and it hasn't. It has not.
Dude, the Madden cover just came out.
Yeah.
Ooh, it is sick.
Really?
It is sick.
All right.
Maybe we want to play Madden.
We'll describe it to you next in what's trending, as well as hear some of the other highlights from the weekend. NBA Finals are set, and the, we got another litmus test. I said it last year. I'll say it again. If you hear this one phrase, you know a person is a narc, okay? I'll tell you what it is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Deep to right center here off the bat of Marcell Ozuna. How far is this one going to go? It's going to go over the fence for a big fly from the Big Bear. And the Braves are on the board. 10th of the season for Ozuna. Crochet has given up 3 hits against the Braves, and all of them have been solo homers.
And that was that. If you watched the first inning last night or yesterday afternoon, you pretty much watched the whole game because the Red Sox scored their 3 in the top of the first. Almost was a grand slam. Trevor Story missed a grand slam by about 6 inches. And then Ozuna hit his homer in the bottom of the first.
And that was it.
And it was zeros.
A pitching battle.
For the remainder of the day. Garrett Crochet, very good. Struck out like 12 guys.
Dude, like I think they said 13 was his record or something. Jeez. Or his career high, whatever.
The Braves were trying to help him out with that record.
Left-hander left-handed pitchers, when they throw in that sweeper,
yeah,
it's so damn cool.
Yeah, for sure. And so it just looks cool. impossible to hit for lefties.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
The right-handed hitters at least have a little bit of a chance, but, like, he's big anyway. He's, like, 6'6".
Uh-huh.
His motion's all weird and, like, herky-jerky, and he throws from way over here, and he kind of steps across his body and throws across his body, and then, yeah, and then it just breaks all the way down to the lower outside part of the plate.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes.
Good luck. I guess that's how you get. That's how you get five hits off of him.
Yep.
In the whole day.
Did he strike out everybody?
Did any left-handed hitter get a hit?
Did he strike out everybody in the lineup? Damn sure looked like it.
Probably.
Yeah, like
Matt Olson got a hit.
Oh, Matt, okay.
I don't know if it was off of him. It might have been later in the game. But
yeah, I'm like, did he strike out everybody? At least
no,
one
Olson
time?
Had that little blooper. Remember the one that dropped in? He got a double off of it.
Yeah, but yeah, it was. It's been not fun.
Nope.
You know,
not enjoyable.
Game two. The thing about it is, let's tune in for game two because that's when they have all their fun. Like the first and third game,
yeah,
pretty raggedy.
Yeah,
you know. So
if you want to get a good Braves experience,
go to the second game.
Watch game two of the series.
Yeah, watch game two because I mean that's when they like to show off and show out and everything like that. But they do got a home day off.
Yep.
Hopefully, get you recharged because you're at home and you get to sleep in your own Posturepedic and all that other good stuff. And I mean, eventually, it's got to get going, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, why?
Eventually, they got to get it going.
But why, though? Like, why would
they? Can't be no worse than this, damn it. This...
Well, they're not going to be worse than this.
Let me tell you something.
But
man,
this just might be who they are.
Ain't nothing worse than a damn baseball team like this the whole year.
Yeah.
I mean, they won some games last year. Offense was anemic, but they were still winning.
Well, last year, there was at least like an excuse. They were hurt. Everyone was hurt all the time.
But yet, it still wasn't looking this bad.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, they were hurt and banged up and beat up and all that. And it didn't look like this, you know? And that's the thing. I mean, you can't fire no more people. Can't fire the hitting coach.
I already did that.
They already did that. You know, the third base coach, he on thin ice with me, personally.
He's got a little bit more slack with me because his brother's like one of the greatest Washington Huskies of all time.
That don't do nothing for us here.
I know it doesn't.
It don't do nothing for you here.
It doesn't.
Yeah, because you like the name.
And yet and still.
Where do we at anyway?
He's a college offensive coordinator.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Not sure.
Oh.
Something like that.
Okay.
Or maybe he might have got hired in Vegas.
To work for the Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or to deal blackjack.
He's a hell of a player.
I don't know.
Blackjack dealer.
Let's find out. Doesn't say.
Okay. But the pitching was good. Swellenbach was outstanding, man. Swellenbach, he's
great.
Yeah, he was really, really good. Bryce Elder was fine. I put too much on him because he only gave up three.
Yeah, gave up those three runs in the first inning.
Holmes was fine. I mean, 1 of 10 with scores in running position. Runners in score position. It's just pathetic.
It is.
Because they got guys on base. Let's not say that the bases are always empty, because they're not.
Mm-mm.
But they're getting these advantages of two on, no outs, no double play really in play, and you can't find a run?
No.
Can't find a damn run.
Strikeout, pop out, strikeout.
Yep. Can't find a damn run.
Yep, not fun. They don't play today, so that's good.
Yeah.
Also, A.J. Smith-Shawver tore his UCL, so,
yeah. So that
he's out for the year, and he's probably going to have to get Tommy John surgery.
Yes. So that sucks either. So there we are. Here we are.
There
waiting for, I know that they brought.
Stuck on suck.
Yep. There it is. I think that's – we need to put it on a bumper sticker. we need to put that on a damn bumper sticker.
Yeah, because that's where we are.
Yeah, yeah. And until they get a consistent something. Give me three runs at least, man.
That's the thing.
Let's just get three runs.
Four is the magic number. They're 25-8 this year when they score four or more.
Okay.
Four is not that much.
It's not.
Four is a reasonable amount of runs to score, especially when you have guys in this offense that are making the money that they're making and have the baseball cards, the backs of the baseball cards that they have. They're 2 and something ridiculous when they score three or less. 2 and 20, well, I guess if it's what's 8 minus 23. They're 2 and 23 when they score three runs or less.
Damn.
2 and 23.
That's pretty bad.
25-8 when they score four runs or more.
That's pretty bad.
So, yeah. I mean, again, there's a million different ways to say it, but the offense is letting the team down. The offense is not doing its job.
No, it's not.
They're the ones that make all the money.
Thank you. You don't have a high-priced pitcher outside of Chris Hill, and he's doing his damn job.
And he's not even that high-priced. He's pretty reasonable.
He's doing his damn job.
Yeah, man. So that's what it is. Got a hit. Hopefully they start doing it.
Real quick, before we get to the next one, just got some Falcon news. Joe Patrick's up there, OTA, says that says Kyle Pitts will be held out of OTAs today, declined to discuss his reported foot injury. So at least they're speaking.
Okay. All right. We'll get back to that. Yes. We'll get back. That's interesting. Maybe we'll get some of that audio before the NFL no-huddle hits. All right. Let's hear how Game 6 went in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Outside the logo, perimeter right, Halliburton driving in the lane at the goal, and he spun it in.
Love it. Attack the rim. Shoot layups.
Oh, man. Okay. First of all, I'm so glad because the damn Knicks fans ain't in it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great because we don't get to see you dorks jumping in front of cameras, throwing trash cans at people. And
nice year. Enjoy
and
the
I'm
summer.
I'm not going to put it on all Knicks fans. I'm talking about the ones that were specifically doing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know.
I'm sure there's some nice ones.
Yes. But there was nothing funnier than Tyrese Haliburton thinking he was going to win that damn Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
It was the Drewski meme.
It was the Drewski meme all over again. And it was funny as hell. It was funny as hell watching him thinking he's about to get this. And he lost out by one vote.
Right.
But still.
They should have been co. Because he was great he was really in the series, especially in the wins. Pascal Siakam did what max players do in a closeout game. Yep. And I know he's not like a what you think of as like a marquee superstar,
he's
whatever.
A damn good
Pascal Siakam is a player. Yeah, and he came ready to go on Saturday night. He put up 31. The defense that Andrew Nembhard played on Brunson was phenomenal, really impressive. Interested to see kind of what he and Aaron, I know Aaron Nesmith's dealing with a bit of an injury, but what he and Siakam and Nembhard and those guys kind of have for Shea, because Shea's such a different beast as far as trying to defend him on the perimeter. But yeah, if you hear anybody talking about ratings, then you know what they are.
Yes.
Because this is going to be a really fun series, and if you enjoy basketball, these are two really good teams that are going to be really fun to watch. Do they play in cities that are as big as New York or L.A.?
No.
Do you own ESPN or ABC? No.
So why do
you? So who cares?
Yeah, just don't watch it.
Then don't watch it. Just shut up about it.
I'm going to watch it.
Me too.
I think.
And we're going to talk
about
it because it's going to be fun.
Maybe the best offense in the league versus the best defense.
Exactly.
But OKC has a hell of an offense.
They have a great offense too.
I think it's sweet.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I got to, just because I think Rick Carlisle's such a good coach.
And he's an outstanding coach.
I think he'll come up with a formula to get him one.
Okay.
Maybe two. But, yeah, I think the Thunder, worst-case scenario in my mind, the Thunder win in six. I could see a sweep. I hope it's not. I hope it's a good series.
Yeah, I do, too.
I don't want to see. I mean, I want to see the Pacers beat them, honestly. But I don't think
you
that's going
to happen. You want to see the
Pacers win? Oh, 100%.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know the Thunder used to be the Sonics.
I know that.
You aware of that?
Yeah, I am, Andy. I told you earlier that they were
you
talking
know, I was,
about
yeah. – Born in Seattle.
No, I understand why you want them to lose. I will never root for anything Indiana. Not even Jones. I would not root for anything.
What happened to you in the Hoosier State?
Oh, dude. I don't even want to get into all that. I just don't like it. I don't like the state. I don't like the teams. Nothing about it. Well, I like some of the players from the Colts. Other than that,
we got how come? The 500?
No. I have nothing against that.
Okay.
But it's not like Indiana. And
the Hoosiers?
I don't like nothing about the
Bob
state.
Knight?
Him too. Throw him in there.
Parks and Recreation?
And I am undefeated against the Colts. I've played in RCA Dome four times, 4-0.
What happened?
Always beat them, everything.
Yeah.
Just don't like it. I'm a big fan of it.
Caitlin Clark?
I love me some Caitlin Clark.
She plays in Indiana.
Yeah, but she's different. I mean, I loved Antonio Davis. Loved him.
Okay.
One of my favorite players growing up.
Sure.
But I don't include him in that.
Okay.
He just happened to be on the team.
There's a few exceptions.
Yeah. Yeah.
But by and large.
Ezrin and Reggie.
Okay.
Dwight, Peyton, my man Dallas Clark.
Yeah. Bob Sanders.
Marcus Pollard. My guy right there. Marcus Pollard's my guy.
Okay.
They're different.
Okay.
Everything else can go to hell.
Well, the Thunder used to be the Sonics.
Yeah.
And so I hope that they lose every single game by 100. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to win a championship. And then maybe they'll shut up about Seattle. I don't know. That'd be good. Just leave us alone. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more NBA. We'll also get into what Randy was talking about there with Raheem talking about Kyle Pitts and him not participating in OTA. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino
Domino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday late morning. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Handful of different Falcons topics to dive into at 12:20 as well. Back page with Bo. Championship Bo. Championship winning manager, Bo Johnson.
Champion.
Shout out to the champs. I know we'll hear more about that in about an hour from right now. We'll get back.
The champ is here.
We'll get back into some NBA playoffs, not NBA playoffs, NBA finals conversation in just a couple of minutes. And yeah, that interesting report from Smoke and Joe Patrick up there at Flowery Branch that Kyle Pitts is going to be held out of OTAs again, and they're going to be careful with him
really
because of the foot thing that he's dealing with.
Yeah, I'm just curious, did he have something going into the offseason that they don't have to disclose anything or like that? But I'm just curious because how he said we're going to because last week we thought he didn't show up. Well, he was actually in the building,
right?
And so now they're putting in a situation where you're being extra cautious with them. I mean, you don't need them right now.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, they should be extra cautious with everybody right now because it's June.
But if you're telling me that he has something that he's dealing with this offseason, then, he don't need to be out there.
Right.
And so we'll just keep, like you said, continue to monitor this situation, Andy, because it seems like it's a fluid story. Is that good? How was that?
That was a really good way of saying nothing. Yeah. Of saying we don't know. Yeah, we're going to monitor. Yeah. I always like to say that too when I don't know. We're going to keep an eye on that story, and anything we know, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you updated on this fluid. Isn't every situation fluid?
I don't know.
Like in life? Like, because time continues to go. Unless something's over. Like the Knicks-Pacers series is no longer fluid.
Correct.
It ended.
Well, but there's a fluid situation going on with the Knicks as far as their personal.
Yeah, their offseason is now fluid.
Yes. Like, okay, because you've been at press conferences and you've asked questions. I refused to do them. I remember they tried to get me to go up there, and I was like, okay, let me just see if I get in this picture that somebody's taken of the coach, and I'll be in the picture, and so you'll know that I was there. You remember those days?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember those days. I'm like, I ain't going.
There's weird rules around here for a while.
Weird rules. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Well, also, we have 92.9 The Game reporters for that.
Yeah, Falcons reporters.
Yeah, I ain't no reporter. Mm-mm. So why do I got to go to practice and ask no questions?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, let me get this picture real quick.
I did a couple really terrible interviews with Isaiah Oliver and Deidrin Sanat.
You were my boy. You my
when
boy.
We were forced
you
to
my
go
boy.
To Flowery
you
Branch.
My boy, because I wasn't going. I was like,
yeah. Well, I don't have the cachet. No, I was like, all right, I'll go.
It ain't cachet. It's the when you're looking at something. It's because I'll do anything they ask me to do right here. I usually do. They ask me to do something or whatever. Hey, we're not really in a tell like thing relationship. They ask me, I always do it, but I wasn't doing that. He told me, and I wasn't doing it. I was like, I'm not going to Flowery Branch.
So then we made the deal of, all right, one person from the show has to go. And I was like, well, it's only two people on the show, I guess I'm going.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going.
Randy lives a lot closer than
way,
I do.
I live way closer to Flowery Branch.
Right. I guess I'll drive my ass an hour and 15 minutes up there to get some three-word answers from Isaiah Oliver about why the secondary is not
but
playing
you know
better.
But you're better at that than me.
I guess. I mean,
that was it.
There was no evidence from those interviews.
That's what I said. Oh, man, Andy's so much more polished and seasoned at interviewing athletes. I'm not.
There was no evidence in those interviews that I was better at it. Those interviews were dreadful.
No, but going back to the point we were talking about the Knicks, like the dude, you just lost. This man just lost a heartbreaking series. And your question to him is his head coach the right head coach? The way Brunson looked at him, I would have got up and left.
Yeah, that's
is that a real question?
It's a crazy thing to ask someone who just lost a conference final.
Yeah.
Like, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, game six.
Yes.
They didn't get embarrassed. They played well in the series. Could have won a couple games that they didn't win.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got pretty well blown off the floor on Saturday night in the second half.
Because the first half was mixed.
Yeah, they were playing good.
They were playing the
They played the pace
style.
They wanted to
yes,
play.
They
exactly.
Did.
Yes. And then the Pacers came out. The Pacers really kind of hit them with a Thunder style onslaught in that third quarter, and it was over at that point. But the Knicks have nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, man.
Now, we talked about Tibbs and his job security heading into the playoffs because it was like...
You remember, I thought they were going to lose first round to Detroit.
If they lose to Detroit, they're going to have to probably make a change. They didn't, obviously, and they won the second round series against the Celtics, who everybody had, you know, pretty well inked in to win the championship.
Right.
This is a successful season for the Knicks.
Yes.
I know that this doesn't exist in this day and age in sports, but you can have a successful season and not win a championship.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks had a successful season.
That's not...
Now, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
They this ring culture now. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the ring culture.
And that's what that is. That's a reporter who's influenced by that.
Yes.
Asking questions, in real life, about stuff that exists only on the internet. Like, that's my issue with stuff like this.
Yeah,
it's that's a dumbass internet conversation.
Yes.
You can't ask Jalen Brunson if Tom Thibodeau should get fired while he's sitting on the podium still sweaty from game six. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. I don't like
but
that.
But they did end up losing. We had fun with it, but it was funny when, I thought Tyrese Haliburton was going in, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. Yeah. It didn't even cross my mind that
Drewski
Pascal Siakam.
That Drewski meme came right after. That was the first next thought to my head was like, oh, hell. They're going to have some fun with this right here.
Yes.
But, I mean, they are, the defense that they're going to play. I'm talking about Oklahoma City. Because Oklahoma City, they're, 28-1 against the Eastern Conference this year?
Is that right? Jeez, I didn't know that. That's insane.
I think so.
Who was the one?
Didn't Boston beat them?
Did they? Okay. They had a marquee game or something like that.
So.
I was just hoping it was a random loss to Charlotte or something like that. You know?
But yeah, I think they had 28-1 or something
that's,
like that. I was like,
that's stupid.
Are you serious? 29-1. Something like that.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, well, but that's what they are. And I hope people understand that. You're talking about a team that, you know, if they win the championship in the next couple of weeks, is going to have one of the great single season runs we've ever seen.
Yes.
In terms of wins, they won 68 games in the regular season. Yes. That plus 16 to win in the playoffs, that's 84 wins. Hardly any team has ever done that. Not to mention their scoring differential in the regular season. It's gone up in the playoffs. They win by more points per game mm-hmm. in the playoffs than they were winning in the regular season. They have the MVP, obviously, in SGA. Like, you know, I get it because none of those guys are perennially, like, first-team All-NBA guys.
Right.
Like, there's no, you know, there's no – I guess you could say household names. There's no household names yet. I think SGA is kind of becoming that during this run. But, like – that's what this is. That's what this is. Similar to Boston last year. Like Boston, that run they went on last season is one of the single best runs, championship runs that happened in a year.
Right.
That's what this is too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you think when we talk defense, we continue to talk about Oklahoma defense and what they're going to, the bodies that they're going to be able to throw at Haliburton. And I'm talking about four guys that they could just throw at him to pick him up full court. Once one of them gets tired, they'll bring another one in. Mm-hmm. They're going to agitate the hell out of him.
I bet they take him off the ball a lot.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet they do. I would imagine that's Carlisle's changeup
right.
to what they're – I mean, get him the ball back in the half court so he can facilitate. But, I mean, they need to play defense so they can run.
Yes.
Like, that's how the Knicks in game 5 and 6, that's how the Knicks were able to slow it down. They scored. Mm-hmm. They made shots in the half court, so – then the Pacers weren't able, and they still ran off made baskets. Like the Pacers
they run off makes.
Yeah. The Pacers got yes. open layups, yes. fast break yes. layups off of makes.
Yes.
And then when the Knicks started missing shots in the third quarter, it was over. But that's what the Pacers have to do against the Thunder. They have to find a way to make them less efficient in the half court so they can run and try to get them to play that pace. If the Thunder get them in the half court, they're going to win all four games. The Thunder's defense is too good
yes.
and they're going to stifle them. But that's got to at least be in some of the plans
yes.
is because you know they're going to try to take Tyrese Haliburton
out
of the series.
Yeah, I mean, because he's the head of the snake.
Yeah.
As great as Pascal is, it's still Haliburton is the head.
And so luckily, Neesmith a little bit, Nembhard a little bit. You're probably going to see more T.J. McConnell
yes.
at times because he can handle the basketball, obviously. They got guys that could do it. That's the thing about
Minnesota.
That's Minnesota doesn't.
Yeah.
Like if Ant-Man's being bombarded defensively, they're done.
Yeah.
And they were. You saw it. The series was a joke. I don't know. I hope this series isn't. I hope it's good. Because then it's just going to validate all the people that said, you know, no one cares about this series anyway. If the Thunder sweep them, it's like, well, I can't really argue.
There's nothing
about a sweep.
I mean, the games can be entertaining, but
that's true.
Be sweet.
Yeah, that's true. They could be close games.
Yeah. So that's my process on it. But I think that, you know, how OKC is just, they're so good.
Yep.
And I'm talking about both sides.
I think they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Yeah. They're
yeah.
And they're going to be like that for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing about it. And I know you don't want to talk about it, but I mean, they had the best, they had like one of the snippets mm-hmm. that was voiced over by Windhorse talking about Sam Presti's run.
Yeah.
And
it's incredible.
It's incredible. Coming from Boston, he was, because then you were talking off the air. 29-year-old GM with the Seattle comes in, first big move, trades Ray Allen.
Yep.
To his hometown team, Boston.
Yeah. Traded him back to Boston.
Yeah, traded him
back everyone was like, oh, cool. So we hired a Celtics guy so they could just trade Ray Allen to the Celtics?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Like, I mean, then he makes his move. Then he gets KD and all those. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. And they were talking about the Paul George thing of it, too. Like, at the time,
they did a whole dramatic
I mean, it was
production.
Like, it had tentacles to it.
About Paul George. Yeah, really, it's just Paul George got traded for Sabonis. Sabonis got traded for Haliburton.
Yes.
And then Paul George got traded for SGA.
Yeah.
I did it in 10 seconds.
But the thing about it is,
they did a five-minute. They had, like, filters.
But everybody would have did the trade.
Yes.
That's the thing about it.
Both of those trades.
Both of those trades.
Anybody would have done both of those trades.
Yeah, man. But, hey, yeah, you know, PG is like, you know, he's sitting around. You know, he said, what did he pick?
Podcasting.
Podcast probably. P saying that, what a crossover, Paul. Yeah, it's taxing to play 82 games. Like, y'all are so damn soft.
Is that right?
Y'all are so freaking soft.
Is 82
man.
A lot? It's too many?
So freaking soft. It's taxing. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're a professional athlete.
You know
it's
what?
Hard.
Yeah, you got to be in pretty good shape to do
it,
which is why you guys work out so much.
Oh, my God.
It's also why they pay you all those dollars to do it. He said a couple wild things this offseason. Yeah. Like he said, if it wasn't for LeBron, we probably would have got a couple championships in Indiana. And there's like a whole Paul George, like fan base.
Yeah, we were talking about like kids. Like
kids love Paul George.
Paul got a smooth ass game.
Don't get me wrong.
He got a smooth ass game.
I enjoy watching Paul George play basketball. But, don't get me wrong.
But like,
but he's not one of those guys.
But being like being the Heat fan, like through those series, I was like, who the hell is Paul George?
Where this guy?
Where this guy come
from? Fresno State, 13th pick.
This
guy's crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah, he was awesome,
dude.
Really, really good.
Sweet.
Really, really good.
But
I mean,
but yeah, they love him.
They do. But also, I got to hit him with a maybe. Like maybe you got if LeBron wasn't there, maybe because LeBron didn't win all those championships either. They lost to the Spurs. You telling me Paul George is taking down those peak Spurs?
No.
I don't think so.
No, he's not.
I don't think so.
He's not.
Who else? The, by the end of it with the Warriors, they're going to beat those guys? No offense, but probably not. So, I don't know. Tell yourself the story you want to tell
yourself.
Whatever
you need to tell yourself, young man.
Whatever gets the podcast some clicks
and
listens.
Podcast P, baby.
Yeah.
Podcast P.
Keep on podcasting.
Yeah, I mean, but hell, everybody else is.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Everybody else is.
And we're doing it. We podcasted this morning.
You were right about that that Falcons new that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of pissed off folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it.
What do they call it? Like when people watch like murder documentaries or listen to murder podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like what is that you're doing? Like, it's like a doom scrolling or something like that. Or it's like trauma porn.
Oh.
That's what that's going to be.
Oh yeah.
That Falcons podcast is going to be trauma porn for Falcons fans. Like if you're listening to that, and you should listen to it because those guys are all awesome. And obviously we love Harry working with them and all that. But like, I think they're just going to tell in-depth stories about bad stuff that happened.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, yes. I mean, because there's mostly bad stuff that happened.
There, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be, and I'm just telling right now, Kyle Shanahan's going to catch a lot of it. He pays ass better at, well, all head coaches have their own personal security guy. Anyways, he better hire another one. He better hire another one, Sam Fran, come up in this thing with some of those stories that's going to come out.
No, I know.
Ass.
I agree. The only thing about that is, like, I feel like, yes, definitely there's a lot of blame to go around about all kinds of different stuff that's going to come up on that podcast and games and the way it ended that year and all that. But, like, it's not like Kyle Shanahan disappeared. He's been back to the Super Bowl a couple times since then. You know what I mean? And you know who hasn't been? So maybe he was to credit for some of what took place that year.
Oh, no. He was, he was a big part.
But that was everything changed. Not everything. It was still pretty good in 17.
Yeah.
But then injuries started mounting and stuff like that. But, like, you know, there was one year where everything was great, and there was one thing that kind of brought it all together. It was health, that it was, you know, guys in their primes and getting Alex Mack at center for sure, but, you know.
This guy called plays.
Shanahan's had offenses in the top five since then.
Yeah.
I don't think this offense has been in the top five
since
then.
With a Mr. Relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Whatever happened to that Kyle Shanahan guy?
But you better bring your, you better wear your bullet print all day long when you come up here, Kyle.
They play them this year?
Yes.
Playoffs. Oh, they do. That's right.
You better wear your bulletproof vest all day long.
All right. We'll come back and get into an NFL no huddle. Hopefully, we'll keep getting, obviously, I know they're up there. Raheem's talking today. We'll get some Raheem Morris audio at some point today, but he's talking about Kyle Pitts. We'll let you know what he said after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.